Tonight we have a guest, wonderful guest from the Vampire Diaries, as we continue to celebrate our Vampire Diaries month of May on the VRO. We have a guest, Kelly Hu. Kelly was born in Hawaii, started her career in modeling as a teen, and moved into acting soon after. Her career has seen such television successes as Growing Pain in the late 80s to Nash Bridges and CSI New York in the 90s and the early 2000s, and to the Vampire Diaries just this year. She also has credits for movies and voice roles such as X2, The Scorpion King, and Robot Chicken. We welcome her tonight to chat about her career and her role as Pearl on The Vampire Diaries. Welcome to the VRO, Kelly. We are so glad to have you here tonight. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. We are so glad that you're here because, as you know, we have almost everyone that's on the cast and crew of The Vampire Diaries on this month on the VRO. And for you to be able to be here with us is amazing and awesome. So we have a lot of fan questions that were sent in through either our Twitter or our email that were sent in to ask just for you. So we'll just jump right in and get started with those questions.
Excellent.
All right. Your first fan question, were you into the vampire genre before this opportunity came up? And were you familiar with the show prior to being cast?
You know, I wasn't that much into the vampires. But funny enough, the month before I got the call, actually just a matter of weeks before I got the call, I was having a conversation with some actor friends of mine in New York. We were all doing a movie together, and we all said, wouldn't it be fun to play a vampire? For some reason, it had come up, and all three of us were hoping that we'd get an opportunity to play a vampire because it's such a fun role to do. And luckily for me, I got the call first, it was a really, really fun show to do. I actually knew a couple of people who were already on the show, and Ian Somerhalder, who I had worked with in Bulgaria on a movie that we did together called The Tournament, and also Paul Wesley, who was the best friend of the guy I happened to be having that conversation with.
Awesome. Cool. Well, that is cool. So this is a question for me, actually. Is working in this type of genre show, you know, a vampire or paranormal genre type show, is it different than working in a non-paranormal type movie or TV show?
It is in a way because, you've got to deal with all the special effects and the characters are so much more fun when you get to play these sort of fantasy type roles. You know, they're not imprisoned by what would happen, what could only be believable. I mean, these characters are fantasy, and so they can go so far beyond. But you get to play them very real, but just a little bit more. You just have a little bit more fun with it.
Cool. Well, that leads right into my next question, and that is, did the writers already have the character of Pearl mapped out, or did you have a lot of input as to how you would play her? And the second part of that question is, did you give her that very strong, dominant personality, or was that already written in?
You know, I think that the writers pretty much had Pearl mapped out, sort of outlined. But they didn't tell me that I was going to be doing so many episodes. I had only gotten hired to do, from what I understood, a couple of episodes, for the flashback. But it was after I had shot those that I don't know if they decided to or that they just, told me that that they had this whole story arc planned for me, and it was really their creation to make Pearl this strong sort of dominant character. They wanted somebody who would be sort of the leader of the vampires in the town and who sort of had these plans to bring them all together and exist in this town.
Okay, cool. Because a lot of us because we also do the Twilight Diaries, our show where we discuss the episodes, and that's one of the things that we've talked about quite a bit is just how strong and powerful of a character has been. And to be honest, a lot of us were very, very sad to see to see her go. And we really had hoped that she would stick around because she was a really great, you know, even as a, you know, she was kind of hovering on that cusp between being a good vampire and a bad vampire. But even
right.
as an either one, she was a great role model as just this really strong personality. So she was
yeah.
she was a great character. We have to say she was a great character.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, it was a fun role to be able to play. And I don't know that she was either good or bad. I think Pearl was really, you know, just doing what she thought had to be done to,
right.
to you know, allow for the vampires to exist in Mystic Falls. So I think all of her intentions, everything that she did, even with Damon, you know, plucking some Damon's eyes out, as bad as it sounds,
right.
all done with good intention.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, that was another one of the things that we had discussed was, you know, which way, you know, sometimes she seemed to be going one way or the other. But, you know, for the most part, you're so correct. You're so right. She really did just she did what she had to do the things that needed to be done. So she was we loved her. We loved her character quite a bit. You have to if you ever get a chance to listen to any of our older episodes, we love Pearl.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. All right, another question. What was it like to come on board Vampire Diaries as a new cast member when so many of the cast had been together for a while?
I have to say this cast was so welcoming and so amazing to work with. They're not just a good-looking bunch of kids. They are just great. I mean, all of them. There's, you know, oftentimes when you work on a show with such young actors, there's a lot of attitude involved and a lot of things that you would expect from young people who are just starting out in the business, but that doesn't exist at all in this show. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Nina and Paul and Ian are all so grounded themselves. You know, they really set the tone for the show. And all of the kids get along so well and are just so professional. It was a pleasure to jump into that show.
Yeah, we've heard from everyone, honestly, that's been on so far has said that the cast just works together so well and they're so professional. And Amy and I had the opportunity to go and watch some of the filming during the filming of the last two episodes. And it's so true. They were just so professional, but yet so warm and welcoming to the fans and everyone as well. So it was a really great experience for us to be able to do that.
Yeah. You know, these kids have been doing this. I keep calling them kids. I shouldn't, because they're really adults. these people have been doing this for quite a while. I mean, you know, Nina's been on series before, and Ian's been on series before, and they've all been in the business working as children and young adults for many years. So they get it. They understand, you know, how shows are run, and they understand, you know, how lucky they are to be on such a successful show. And so I think they really do appreciate what they've got. I mean, they all say that they do, and it shows.
Oh, yeah, it does. It really does. Well, I'm going to just break in real quick for a second to let all of our listeners know. We will be taking a few callers at the end of the interview. We will take the first three callers that we get. So if you want to call in, it's 718-508-9440 to call into our switchboard. And like I said, we will be taking just the first three callers, just letting everyone know. All right. Another fan question. When we had the first view of Pearl was a flashback into 1864, and then we saw her again in 2010. The question was, do you like playing Pearl, the Pearl of 1864, or the Pearl of 2010 better, and why?
You know, at first, I really liked doing the flashback stuff, because I had never had the opportunity to wear those big hoop dresses with the corsets before. And as a little girl, you always watch these, you know, Gone with the Winds and then shows like that, and you think, oh, wouldn't that be fun to wear one of those dresses? After having done it, I have to say It was one of the most uncomfortable things that I have ever done in my work. I would rather get kicked in the head than to have to wear these corsets again. It was really quite a painful experience. And and so with that said, you know, obviously the 2010 just sit for simple comfort was much more pleasant for me to play.
Awesome. All right, another fan question. What was it like to play a mother vampire whose child is a vampire as well?
You know, I think this was the, you know, one of the few times that you ever see a mother-daughter or, you know, any sort of parent and child vampire relationship. And I thought that it was really fun and unique to be able to play that because it gives the character so much more, you know, well-roundedness to be able to see them as I say a bit more human, but because there really is that real love of a mother and daughter in between those characters, and oftentimes you think of vampires as being sort of just lonely or you don't see them as having families or wanting to create these kind of relationships because they outlive everyone else. But in this case, there was an actual family and a real relationship going on. It was really interesting and fun to be able to play that.
Yeah, it was interesting, especially when this past week, you know, we had seen the interaction between Pearl and Anna, and then this past week we saw the interaction of Isabel and Elena and realized, wow, what a difference the relationship between Pearl and Anna was, you know, that they still had that mother-daughter bond, whereas it seemed that Isabel had just kind of totally wiped that away. So it was really cool that you guys have been, you know, I guess I'm going to fangirl just a little bit. It was really cool that you guys, you know, just pull all those things together and really make, you know, make that so obvious when you were watching the show, you know, that you can really feel that, you know, between the two characters. So it's really nice to go ahead.
And I have to say, having worked with Melise Zhao, who was such an absolute pleasure to work with, it made it so much easier to be able to form that bond because she and I just bonded immediately as soon as we met, and we had such a great time. And you know, we're still in touch now, even though we haven't been shooting for weeks and weeks. We still are, you know, planning to see each other and do things together. And so it was easy to have that sort of bond come out because in reality, we really did get along quite well.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. All right. This one was one of my favorite fan questions that was sent in. If Pearl wasn't killed on The Vampire Diaries, what would you like to have seen happen to her character on the show?
It would have been, you know, I don't know. I think it would have been interesting to see how she ends up developing. Like you said, you know, it sometimes looked like she could be sort of going toward the bad character, you know, because she was so strong in her will, you know, to help vampires survive in Mystic Falls. Maybe to see her, you know, sort of do more evil things would have been fun to play. Maybe even seeing her develop a romantic relationship with somebody on the show could have been interesting as well.
Cool. All right. Oops, I'm sorry. Excuse me. My page came. We so heavily rely on computers in this day and age. My page came down for a second, and I couldn't read the next question. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to think of something real fast. Don't we? So I think sometimes we have rely too heavily on electronics and things like that, don't we? Okay, I've got it back now. Had to fill a little time there for a second. Okay. Have you ever had any founders since being cast on the show?
Have I ever had, I'm sorry, excuse me?
Any fan encounters since being cast on the show?
Since being cast? Yeah, quite a few. There were a lot of people, actually, who recognized me from the show. You know, there's such an enormous following of Vampire Diaries. And I think what it is most people have been recognizing me and not really knowing where they've seen me before because I'm usually
right.
much more, you know, casual and, you know, not a lot of makeup on or whatever. And I think they just can't quite place me at first. So lately I've been getting a lot of people asking me what they've seen me on lately. And I'll mention the Vampire Diaries and they'll say, oh yes, of course I've watched that show. Yes, you're Pearl. So, you know, I know that there are people out there definitely watching there's definitely a fan base going on out there. I see it on my Twitter all the time. And by the way, my Twitter has quadrupled the amount of followers since being on that show.
Well, that leads us right into a good question because we do have this question on the list. Is what is your Twitter, and do you also have a MySpace or a Facebook that you use as a fan site that you know to get information to your fans? We definitely don't want information on personal sites because they would just get overrun. But if you have a fan site that you use on MySpace or Facebook, and then what is your Twitter name if it's okay for us to give it out?
I don't really do a page on MySpace, but I know that there is somebody who helps me do one on Facebook. But really, the most active one that I have is on Twitter. You know, where I post comments and I often go and post blogs and things on a site called AliveNotDead.com.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, we will post those into our chat room so that people can go and check you out over there. All right, this is a question from me, actually, because I live in Atlanta, and I have been able to go out and visit the set and see when you guys are filming out there in Covington. How did you enjoy filming in Atlanta?
Oh, I loved it. I had never been to Atlanta before shooting The Vampire Diaries, and I wasn't sure of what to expect. I have to say the weather wasn't really cooperating with us very well. There was a lot of snow, a lot more snow there than I had expected. And I have to say I give these actors on this show such props because they are such professionals. There were nights where it was snowing and it was, you know, down to like 17 degrees or 12 degrees even, and they were out there at night, you know, not dressed for the winter, shooting as though it was springtime. And I don't know if you remember, there was this one episode that we were doing where it was a storm outside, and they were shooting at night in creating rain with these big rain machines and stuff, and the it was so cold that it was forming icicles in their hair, and their clothes were crunchy because it was, you know, it was all wet and turning into ice. It was kind of ridiculous, I have to say. I didn't have to do any of that because all of my stuff was indoors, lucky for me. But everyone else on the show seemed to have had to suffer with that, and they were such troopers. It was absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, consummate actors, really.
Yeah, consummate definitely, actors. Such professionals. Oh, and I forgot to mention that my Twitter is not under my name. It's under 33Edge, which is a clothing line that I'm working on. I've been working on for a while now that I hope will come out soon.
Okay, well, thank you for letting us know that. We were trying to track it down, so thanks for going ahead and letting us know. All right. One role that so many people know, and I knew you from this role before when I knew that you were coming to be on The Vampire Diaries, I knew you from this role, is Lady Deathstrike in X2. And so some people wanted to know, did you already practice martial arts, or did you have to learn the fight sequences to do that role?
I already had a black belt in karate before I shot that. I've been studying I don't know, for off and on for maybe 10 years or more even. And I never really took up martial arts intending to use it in my work. I just did it because I thought it was something fun that I'd always wanted to take up. And I had a roommate who was doing it, and she told me she had just gotten her black belt while we were living together. And she invited me to come to one of the classes, and I was hooked, and I fell in love with it. So, yeah, I had been doing martial arts for quite some time before getting that role, and it really, really helped because it was a pretty, pretty intense fight scene. But, Hugh Jackman was amazing to work with. But my favorite fight scene, I have to mention this, because I just did a film in Bulgaria that I shot 3 years ago that came out in July called The Tournament. And my favorite fight scene is in The Tournament alongside this amazing martial artist and actor named Scott Adkins. I've had the opportunity to fight with Sammo Hung, who is this very well-known martial artist out of Hong Kong, and, of course, Jet Li in a movie called Cradle to the Grave. But this fight with Scott Adkins in The Tournament is by far my favorite.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely have to take a look at that and see if we can pick it up and watch it, because it sounds really good. I love, honestly, I'm not one of these girly girls. I love the action movies and the martial arts movies. Those are my favorites. I know I'm a woman on my own sometimes with that, but I love those kind of movies. So that sounds like a good one.
I'm right there with you for sure.
Awesome. Good. All right. One or two more questions, and then we'll go over to the callers. We have a few callers.
Okay.
Next to the last question is, now that your role of Pearl has ended, are there any projects upcoming that we can look to see you in?
I am actually waiting to hear about a pilot that I just shot. I should know in the next couple of days. I shot a pilot for CBS, Joel Silver Productions. Hopefully, it's called The Odds. Hopefully, that will get picked up, and that will, be a 7-year run for me. I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there because that's what I really want. I want this show to go for 7 years at least.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that sounds good to me.
That's the next big thing that I'm waiting on right now.
Okay, cool. That sounds really good.
This has nothing to do with work, really, but I am looking forward next week to going to, actually 2 weeks from now, to going to the White House. I got an invitation to go to the White House for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So I'll be doing that at the end of the month.
Oh, that's cool. You know, yeah, that leads right into my next question, which is really neat, it's really cool that you have basically just gone right through my interview. It's perfect, just perfect. Is that understand that you're involved in a group called Cause USA, which encourages Asian Americans to participate in the democratic process. So I wanted to know a little bit about that.
I actually started getting active in voting, getting out the word to, getting young Asian Americans and just young people in general to vote in 2004. I did a PSA that showed on MTV. I produced and starred in and put together this PSA called The Least Likely. You can find it at leastlikely.com. We called it that because Asians are the least likely of any ethnicity to get out and vote. When I found that out, I was shocked because I always think of Asian Americans as being the ones who do the right things, who are always, sort of doing the right the right thing in school and just always sort of following, the rules. And apparently I was wrong. The Asian community just does not get out to vote, and I found that quite disturbing. So I put together this PSA along with a friend of mine, Mark Allen, and it was very successful, and I've been involved in politics ever since.
Awesome. That is really good. We love it when we hear that that celebs are doing things other than just, you know, doing movies and whatnot. We love to hear that they're involved in other things. So it's really cool to hear that you're involved in something that is really beneficial to, you know, to our, you know, our country as a whole. So that's
right.
Really awesome.
Definitely, definitely. There are so many people out there who complain about politics and what's going on with the government, but that don't get out to vote. And I always say, you know, you can't complain if you don't vote.
Exactly.
You just got to keep your mouth shut.
That's right. Don't complain if you're not going to do anything about it. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we've got a few callers. We're going to pick those up. I'm going to – whoops, where are we at? Here we go. I can get my switchboard to work for me. See, now we have more technical glitches. All right. Here we go. I'm picking up Jeff.
Hi.
Yeah. Jess, you're on the air with Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jessica. It's nice to talk to you. I'm Jessica from VampireStalkers.com, and we used to come out to set and watch y'all film, but you're one of the ones that we weren't lucky enough to get to meet, actually. But my daughter and I, our question is, did you like interacting more with Nina when she was playing the role of Catherine or Elena, since the characters were so different?
You know, Nina is such an amazing actress. I think she really had both personalities down pat. But I think she really enjoyed playing Catherine a lot more. I can only say this because she said it herself. That she really loved, getting into that character, because Catherine's just so sassy and fun and watching her sort of morph into that character, I think was fun for me to do. And she just is so absolutely gorgeous. I mean, if you think she looks great on screen, this girl is beautiful in person as well. And just seeing her in these dresses, dressed up like such a doll, it was like those little dolls that you see, that I used to see in the shop windows when I was a kid, come to life. I mean, she just looked absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, she is gorgeous. Like I said, we've met her, and I knew that, you know, Catherine is a totally different character than Elena is. So, and then we had one more question. Brandon wants to know, what actor is the most fun on set?
The most fun on set?
Yeah, which one that you work with was the most entertaining to you, I guess?
Well, you know, I worked with Ian Somerhalder on that movie, The Tournament. And so he and I had been friends for a few years before. And so it was so much fun for me to be on set with him, especially, because I miss him so much. You know, he's been off in Atlanta, and I've been, you know, back here in Los Angeles. So I have to say, working with Ian for me was the biggest pleasure, because we were such good friends before that.
Okay, well, that's who she thought you were going to say. She was just verifying it, so.
Thank you. Thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. It was nice talking to you.
You too.
Thanks, Jessica.
All right.
All right, and our next caller is Angie. Angie, you're on the air with Kelly.
Hi, this is Angie, and I'm another one of the co-hosts from the VRO, so I'm glad to be able to call in tonight. I didn't think I was going to be able to, so I'm glad I get a chance to talk to you tonight anyway.
Thank you.
I was doing some research and came across an article about you that said that you were basically a high-stakes winning poker player, and I wanted to know if you had been able to organize any games on set with the character, with the cast members.
You know, we kept talking about it. We kept talking about doing some games, but those people on that show work so hard that there's absolutely no time for any of that. Especially Paul, Ian, and Nina. They not only shoot 5 days a week and work in just insane hours. They also travel every single weekend to do publicity, to make appearances at these different malls and events and things like that. So there was never any time. We always hoped that we would be able to do it, and we always talked about doing it, but in reality, we just couldn't get it together.
You need to plan your reunion back in Vegas then. Show them how it's done.
I'm actually going to be seeing everybody, I think, on Tuesday night. We're doing a wrap party here in Los Angeles for the Vampire Diaries. I'm looking forward to that.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you indulging my fun side.
Not at all. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure, thanks.
All right, we have one last caller. This is Keith. I'm bringing him in. Keith, you're on the air with Kelly.
Kelly-hoo!
I love the enthusiasm. Thank you.
Is this Sha-Sha Nguyen from the Spectacular Spider-Man?
Oh, wow. Are you a Spider-Man fan?
I'm a little bit of an animation fan, which makes me curious as how the devil you ended up playing Olive Oil on Robot Chicken. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, Kelly, I see you and I see pictures of you and gosh, my heart weeps. I mean, not in the kind of like stalker hide in your basement, you have to file a restraining order kind of way, but still in a rather, wow, gosh, I enjoy her so much, but somehow I don't see her quite as Olive Oil. Please explain, love.
You know, I got asked to do that because my friends are the producers on the show, and
Seth Green and Robert.
Tom.
Thank you.
And they actually just called me in one day and asked me if I could come in and do some voices, and I had no idea what they were going to ask me to do until I got there. And they sort of popped this Olive Oil thing on me, and I thought, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can do this. But, you know, I grew up when Popeye was on, you know, cartoons, and I watched him like every Saturday. And so I remember the voice quite well. And I think I sort of just pulled it out of, you know, I also am recurring on Phineas and Ferb, and
you're the voice of Stacy, I think, right?
I am, and then I also I'm doing another show now called Young Justice, where I'm doing a couple of different voices on that, and I just have a great time doing voiceover and animation because you can go in your pajamas, and you know you don't have to get dressed up or anything, you don't have to worry about what you look like, you know, or hitting your mark or, you know, your lighting or any of that stuff. You can just go in and have fun. And I get to sit in the room with some of the most amazing people. I mean, these people that I get to work with, the voices that come out of them are just incredible. And they'll have hundreds of voices that they can do and all these different characters and accents. And I feel a little,
a little intimidated by those
people.
Guys?
Sorry?
I said, do you get a little intimidated by some of those, some of the other voiceover actors? Do you get to, like, work with, like, Rob Paulsen or Marisa Mars or any of those guys who also do some of those work on those shows?
I do, and it is. It's absolutely intimidating, but it's also so much fun because you're in a room of really just five bodies, but maybe 5,000 characters, and everybody's like yelling and screaming and these different characters all at once, you know, in between, and it's always a great time. It's such a pleasure to do voiceover work. I love it.
Well, that was a good question that he had, because I'm actually kind of a big fan of animation work too, and I was hoping that we'd be able to get some questions about that in, and so I'm glad that he had that question. It was a really good one. So.
Yeah, great. I've been existing a lot in this animation world, so yeah, it's been a lot of fun for me. It's a whole other career I've found lately.
Yeah, it's a whole different world, I think. From what I understand, it's a whole different world there over there with the animation. So, well, that's the end of our interview, and we appreciate so much you being here, and we definitely hope that we can have you on another time for one of our other shows, because we do several shows, one being called The Real Story, where we talk about general TV and movies, and so we definitely hope that we can have you again, because this was a great and enjoyable interview for me, and I hope it was for you as well.
Thank you. For me, too. Definitely. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you so much for dropping by and being with us. And we hope that that show that you did work on does go for 7 seasons. I'm going to mantra going. 7 seasons for Kelly. 7 seasons for Kelly.
From lips to God's ears. Thank you so much.